We have brands like Quality Walls and Slow Churn and Magnum who are now bidding on GoZero as a keyword. If a consumer search kar raha hai GoZero, usko Magnum dikhna chahiye. There was this Nirma ad like long time back, you know, ke safedi bhi hai, ye bhi hai, yehi sab hai, aur kam dam mein hai. Toh ye kyun le? Wo na le.
Correct.
Is that kind of a scenario which we are trying to kind of build for GoZero? First month we did around 2,000 units. Second month we did around 9,000 units. We sold 9,000 units. And June this month we are turning to 15,000 units of this one SKU which is available only on Zepto. I tell people that go where the crowd is. Like don't worry if it's a crowded market. There are a lot of players. In fact, it's a proven category. It means now you will
demand. Be,
demand hai. Bana nahi jaoge.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Barbershop. Today we have a Barbershop veteran, someone I have known since 2009, since we sat right next to each other in our business school. But he went on to have a flourishing career in Procter & Gamble. Then joined his family ice cream business, Apsara Ice Cream, which you must have heard of or tasted, especially their guava flavor. And then 2 years back, he started his own ice cream business in the health space called GoZero. Me and all of us at the Barbershop Syndicate were so privileged to participate in his first round of financing. But he has taken the business and grown it leaps and bounds over the last 1.5 years. Please welcome Kiran Shah. Kiran, welcome. Kya badhiya danda banaya yaar.
Thanks, Shantanu. I think it's been 19 months since that first episode where we shot, where we were like a very fledgling company and almost just six months into the business. Tab hum log ne baat ki thi, that time you were evaluating and you put that first check. In fact, of all the people in the cap table, your check came in the first, right?
And more, and that bring like 20, 25 lakhs a month?
Yeah. So, November 22, right? That's when we shot. That time, the number was around 25 lakhs. So, we generally talk net revenue, like net of GST discount. So, that was like 25 lakhs. Not even 25 lakhs. That was 20 lakhs. And Jan 23 was 25 lakhs. That time, I got my first proper term sheet from the VC cap table, which is there right now.
DSG
Sama and World Invest. So World Invest ka India arm, V3 Ventures, which is like co-founded by Arjun Vaidya. So three of them came together and gave me that term sheet in Jan 23, where we were doing 25 lakhs monthly net, right? And then wo season, so ice cream basically, as you know, is like a very seasonal business, right? So that 4 months of summer
when the action,
yeah, correct. And I got my money after the summer season. Again, another tragedy.
Correct.
Right? So, the pehla season, like the first proper season which GoZero saw, like I was like that bootstrap wala jo paisa tha, wahi chal raha tha. I got the money in the bank in June 23 by the time the like summer. So, we did not really get to, you know, explore the full potential of that summer season. I said, theek hai, ek summer hi hai, baaki to aare bahut summer dekhne hai humko. Then, again, we started building up, you know, putting up like channels and cities and consolidating and expanding and all of that. And then Jan 24, again, just that before the summer season, the Feb se generally summer season shuru hota hai, second half of Feb se. So Jan 24, we did 70-75K range mein.
So 3x from Jan 23.
So from the previous year to Jan 24, we are doing 3x. But the real game was about to start. We did phenomenally well in the summer season. I think we'll talk more about that. But I'll just give a summary of how the summer ended for us. It's not really ended, but it's like kind of some parts are seeing. So May we exited with 3.67 crores net.
Wow.
That is like a 5x from what we did in January 24. Like 5 mahine mein 5x ka growth aaya. And that is when I realized that summer is going to be a real game changer for GoZero, and we like really rode the momentum in this season and did really well.
Tell me about the 5x in 5 months is just insane, Kiran. Like
we did not anticipate this. So in our board meeting, which happened in October 23, we were researching the pehla season hai jahan pe paisa hai bank mein. Now how can we, you know, kind of go where, and we are putting like in my best case scenario, I said 2.5 is something which we can do, which is still 3x from, you know, where we are at the beginning of the summer. But two things I did not anticipate, and I think we'll double click on that. One is how quick commerce really changed the game for GoZero. So when we launched, in July 22.
Yeah.
And it was very clear to me that we are going to be a D2C brand. So unlike Apsara, where we had the brick and mortar stores.
Yes.
I know that
retail business.
Yeah, retail business. Hai, but usme bhi 50% dhanda to bhi online se aa raha hai, right? So the learning was that now start with online first, because a lot of people are now buying ice cream as a category, and in general online ordering has like taken up. So we started as a online first brand. But July 22, when we launched, we were like kind of focusing on Swiggy and Zomato, because that is a channel which I have seen for 8 years in Apsara. So I said, okay, yeah, dark store dalna hai, we just put a freezer, put stock, list yourself on Swiggy Zomato and start. The growth was good. Like, as I said, 2x to abhi hum log ho gaya tha Jan 23 mein bhi. But quick commerce, like when we really unlocked value in that channel, that took us, so almost 70 to 80% growth in that, of that 5x happened via quick commerce.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And that channel was practically non-existent for us in the first, I would say, 10 to 12 months of our journey.
तो 70 से 3.7 तो 3 करोड़ का 80% मतलब बोलो 2.5 करोड़ का अपसाइड प्योरली क्विक कॉमर्स है
बेयर मिनिमम एंड देयर वाज स्टिल अ लॉट
वाज इट एन आईपीएल क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप वाज इट दैट आल्सो और वाज इट
सो अगेन एज आई ट्राई टू रैप माय हेड अराउंड इट यू नो द मेहम इज स्टिल कंटिन्यूइंग एंड वी वेंट ऑन टू बिकम द फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग आइसक्रीम ब्रांड ऑन क्विक कॉमर्स वी ब्रोक इनटू द टॉप 5 in certain categories, for example, like a single serve. So it's like single serve and family packs. Single serve maybe at the highest market share.
Across even established brands?
Across. This is pan-India.
Or just health ice cream?
No, this is just pan-India.
Pan-India or
health? Ki to baat chhod do. Health ko to humne peeche chhod diya. Health wale brands ko to humne bahut peeche
chhod diya. Kaun kaun tha? Noto hai?
There's Noto, there's Getaway, there's Brooklyn Creamery. Okay. There's a new brand called Plantaway. And then there are these smaller niche brands like Minus 30, Artinchi and so on and so forth. But I think Noto, Getaway, Brooklyn are probably the three most established brands, because they've started, I think, 4-5 years back. But like, we are by far the number one guilt-free ice cream brand right now.
In the country.
And
in single serve market share, we are number one, even compared to like Amul and Walls and all of this.
Yes. Amul Walls are primarily those bricks, like those tubs, the bulk bags. So the single serve is dominated by a brand like, let's say, Baskin.
NIC. You have an issue with the fact that I eat NIC.
I have that issue with the fact that you're not eating Gojiro.
I do eat
Gojiro. Which brand you eat doesn't matter.
No, I do eat Gojiro. By the way, for the viewers, I do eat Gojiro. The Kiran just doesn't like that I eat anything but Gojiro. Sorry, so we were at a point where we were saying that your quick commerce has gone from 35 lakhs to 3 crores a month.
Yeah.
Talk about the journey a little bit.
So I think in a sense, what a consumer on quick commerce wants today is very instant gratification. And there are certain categories which are perfectly suited to explore, you know, that kind of consumer intent.
Correct.
Right? Ice cream is one of them. So ice cream as a product is like healthy or guilt-free aside. It's a very indulgent product. You have the craving, you want it immediately.
Impulse, like you want it now.
Impulse, proper impulse.
Correct.
Like, it's like a proper impulse product, right?
Correct.
Even like in other brands which are doing MTGT, like even if you're going there, wo GT mein aap jaoge, bolenge kaun sa ice cream hai, ice cream chahiye, brand doesn't matter. I want that ice cream first. If my preferred brand is there, okay. Good. If not, I'll take it.
Yeah,
but it's a very impulse product. You don't want to really wait for it.
Correct. Right? Ankit goes at Hawk also said the same.
Correct. And that's been the case. So before quick commerce, the only way for online ordering for ice cream was Swiggy and Zomato. And no matter what you do, like your best efforts, like you know, pack it very quickly, keep it ready. But inevitably, wo 25 se 30 minute lagi jata hai. Right? The other challenge is in the heat.
Correct.
Itne garmi mein, if ice cream travels for more than 15-20 minutes, by the time you reach, it will be almost like a milkshake.
Wow.
Correct? So, getting something in 10 minutes versus getting something in 25-30 minutes, I think that is on the right value proposition which we are seeking from consumers. So, we came to know that this is where we should double down. So, for the entire marketing spend, we allocated slightly disproportionate amount for quick commerce, engaged very closely with their category teams. So, for example, worked very closely with Zepto team just before the summer on a business plan. Had multiple meetings with Blinkit and Instamart. Ke boss abhi yahan se by the end of summer, which are the SKUs we should have, which cities mein we should be present, kitna marketing budget, visibility mein kya karenge, IPL aane wala hai, usme kya karenge. So, we did a lot of...
And I saw that. I saw you in photos.
Yeah.
Either with the Zepto guy or with the Blinkit guy.
Correct.
Or with the Instamart guy. And you
correct.
Really like kind of talk about how they're doing well for you.
Correct, correct. So we knew that this channel is going to really kind of drive the momentum for us in this summers. We just didn't know that it will drive more than 7x, which clearly validated that for ice cream, especially for D2C brands, you should really focus on quick commerce. Of course, you should also look at channels otherwise as well, because in in the end, you want an omni-channel approach. We are not just online, but
customer को जहाँ चाहिए मिलना चाहिए.
जहाँ चाहिए मिलना चाहिए. It's a matter of prioritizing. पहले कहाँ से शुरू करेंगे, double down कहाँ पे करेंगे, eventually कहाँ पे जाएगा ये journey.
Do you think the same thing applies for other food brands also?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So it's all about the category, right? So for this kind of category, like juices हो गया, snacks हो गया. Zepto has even started Zepto Cafe, where you can get food in 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Right? That's another use case. So the use cases of quick commerce is like
expanding like crazy. 50% of our business on quick commerce is trimmers. I never would believe it.
Exactly. Right?
But it's so beautiful. Right?
Yeah.
And now I wanted to ask you, what can you do? Because everyone tries to do it.
Yeah.
Log to listing mein unki, like it takes so long for people to get listed. But I see here, for example,
our journey has not been very different. So we initiated conversation in December 22. And by the time we were properly listed in major cities, and quick commerce primarily is the metro and tier 1 ka game, so it was almost April, May. So that kahani was khatam. Plus, we were not really, you know, the funds hadn't come in. So we went conservative in that the previous summer. So we did not really understand that kitna isme ghusenge aur kitna value isme se nikal sakte aur kitna momentum yahan se drive
karte. Aapne kiya bhi na, for example, look at this. This bottle is beautiful, by the way. This is a Zepto co-branded product.
Correct.
Which is crazy.
So the story behind this is...
So again, for the viewers, remember that making something co-branded now means that this product is unsellable everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's a huge investment in the channel, which everyone says that they do. Most do it through the form of margins or discounts. But this is very unique. So tell me about how did you build this out?
So in Feb 24, we had a meeting with Zepto's core leadership team. So when I was the president... Saurabh, who leads the category, Chandan, who is the brand CMO, and apart from that, of course, our category team. And they were selecting a handful of brands where they felt that these are the brands which we can really build the category and grow the category, right? Because quick commerce maybe is mahine, is season, pichle season se almost 2x, 3x category bada bana hai. Correct? So they've selected which brands, like in it's of course your Havmor and the Baskin and the traditional quality
Kaun
walls.
Who are the leaders here? Amul and Baskin?
Amul hai, quality walls hai, Baskin hai, Nick hai. In some regions, maybe Cream Bell in the north, Arun in the south. So there's some regional players also. And then in the top 10, we figure somewhere. So so we sat together and we created a plan that how can we exit the summer with a 2-2.5 crore monthly revenue, where we were doing around 40-50 lakhs before the season started in Feb.
Only Zepto.
So there's only Zepto. And among other things which we discussed IPL campaigns, we discussed a lot of things. One idea which came to our mind is, can we create a product which is exclusively available on Zepto and just create a lot of hype and awareness about it? And we decided on what flavors, what format. Bars is something which, you know, the impulse format sticks like very well. The single serve packs, pick cups, bar and cones. These are the highest selling flavor. So hazelnut flavor, we sent them sample. They liked it really well. So that we want a hazelnut bar, which will be exclusive on Zepto. And we can then just do a lot of stuff around it. So we created this product exclusive for them. Co-branded packaging along with Go Zero. So it's the Zepto purple, Go Zero pink, all of that. And made it available exclusively on Zepto. And then we created a lot of content around it.
Okay.
We had those micro celeb influencers. So we had Shriya Pilgaonkar. We did a content with her, piece with her, where she talks getting... So we talk about best of both worlds. Ice cream khana hai, lekin sugar, jada calorie intake nahi karna hai. Aur impulse hai, toh mujhe jada weight nahi karna hai. So I want something indulgent, which is guilt-free. And I want it in 10 minutes. So Go Zero coming together with Zepto solves for all of this. And then, hey, this is the Go Zero hazelnut bar, which was the hero in that particular ad. And then, of course, you have all the other products of Go Zero, which are also available. So that campaign, we played it out on social media. We played it on Zepto's app. We played it on like other touch points as well, flyers. They just blew it out.
Available all India?
It's available pan India on Zepto.
Wow.
Only on Zepto. So we launched this in, so I'll just... give some numbers around this. One particular SKU se hum log ne kitna danda nikala. So we launched this in April, like just in the summer season. First month we did around 2,000 units. Second month we did around 9,000 units. We sold 9,000 units. And June this month we are turning to 15,000 units of this one SKU, which is available only on Zepto. That's it. So that's one story.
That's insane, yeah. But it's a lot of
And even more insane story is, I'm about to tell you that, which comes from Blinkit and GoZero collaboration, right? So we generally talk about this product market fit, right? Every brand wants to have a PMF, and you know, that's when now you know that you are ready to scale and blah, blah, blah. What I have seen in GoZero's case is that we have achieved a product channel fit. Where if that product is available on all channels, but for one particular channel, it just scales like crazy. Crazy and like shit crazy.
That's very interesting.
Very interesting. And again, we are trying to like, all three aggregators are like kind of wrap their hands. Either aisa kya chamak raha hai ki baaki do mein nahi chamak raha hai. Product same hai, pricing same hai. There is no additional discount or whatever. Everything is the same. Here it's like just disproportionate.
So you know the same here broadly.
Oh, broadly same here. Abhi Blinkit wane wala, Zepto, like everybody's kind of the behavior is very similar.
Correct.
The baskets are very similar.
Correct.
The demographics are very similar. It's like Delhi, Bombay, Hyderabad. So broadly the same cities where we are present in. Right? So just like we had this discussion with Zepto in Feb, 2 months earlier we had the similar. So we had the Blinkit team come down to Bombay and met us in our office in December 23.
Okay.
Where you started planning that summer aane wala hai, toh kuch karte hai. There we were kind of, again, like we decided that an exclusive product is something which we want for Zepto. We said, exclusive toh abhi nahin chahiye, but give us some product jo is kind of a white space on our app. Ice cream mein bhi hai, but not wo brand itne nahin bana rahe ho koi. Or guilt free mein toh aap, because you are making everything in guilt free, so it means zero sugar, low calories, all of that. And the theme of nostalgia again came back. So, the hero product at Apsara was the guava with the masala. Where this is a very nostalgic feeling where you have that peru card ke upar masala aage kar deta. So that time I just pitched to them that there is another product called as a duet or a dolly, which we used to call. Bachpan mein aata tha, andar vanilla and it's coated with either a mango or a raspberry. These are like very nostalgic products.
Correct.
And no brand is selling this today on quick commerce. Not even the regular brands, forget healthy. So he said, this is something which I want to, like, that was like an NPD for me also. Like, we do not do that. I just told them that, boss, main banaunga, lekin aap list karoge to bikega, varna wo Swiggy Zomato pe itna nahi bikne wala hai. So are you going to list it, because I know that space is a fight. Like cold warehouses mein jagah ki bahut fight hoti hai. So if you are going to launch and list me this product, I'll make it for you. Of course, we'll give it to, so we don't have that exclusivity contract, but we'll make it for Blinkit. So we made the two flavors, very nostalgic flavors, tried and tested, mango and raspberry. Right? So you can try one while we're having that. Very like, nothing extraordinary in terms of innovation. It's a vanilla ice cream at the core and a fruit pulp at the side.
Okay.
It's zero sugar, yet indulgent in taste, and it's just 60 calories, right?
Amazing.
And it's priced at around 125.
I love how you put 60 calories only on the top. It's beautiful.
Right? And this, it's very, like very simple, no frills. Like bachpan ki yaad dilane wala product.
Correct.
Hai. And we launched it on Blinkit in January.
In January, okay.
Just like before the season. Just like Zepto, we did 2,000 units of these two pieces in January.
Okay.
Okay. And now we are building the momentum. So just take a guess. May 24 mein kitna becha hoga? Agar Jan mein hum log 2,000 piece bech rahe hain.
Aapne iska bataya ki ye kya tha? 6,000 se 9,000.
2 to 9 to 15,000.
Aur
ye abhi humne 2,000 hum log piece bech rahe hain January mein.
The way you are saying it, the number is very obscenely high. But honestly, I would not think it would be more than 10,000 units.
10,000 units.
Huh.
We sold 60,000 units of duets
on Blinkit
alone. In May 24.
What?
So I'll take you through the journey. First month
That's
sold
a 60 lakh product.
This is a 75 lakh product. At 125 rupees.
No, sorry. 75 lakh product per month. That is
per
crazy.
Month. Just
one channel.
So we sold 2,075 units in Jan. We sold 6,000 in Feb. We sold 21,000 in March. We sold 31,000 in April. And we sold 60,500 units in
May.
May.
And abhi kya trend
hai? Abhi ka trending nikala nahi, but I think thoda sa dip aaya, but I think broadly oil range mein chal raha hoga, 70-75,000 ke range mein. So this is just one
very good product.
Now this is exactly the kind of product love or the product channel fit which every founder dreams of, like when they're doing NPD.
Aapko kyun lagta hai ki Zepto ya Instamart pe nahi bikega?
Abhi wahi figure karne ki try kar rahe hain, including
listed and
this is listed everywhere
but not selling there.
So this is, it's not, it's selling well. It's like in top 10 mein hai, top 5. This is like the number one best. So guess the number. So we have असॉटमेंट पूरा रहता है वहाँ पे 10-12 स्क्यूज का. जस्ट अलाउ इट टू सॉफ्टन अ बिट, ये भी थोड़ा हार्ड होगा, बट वंस इट सॉफ्टन यू विल फील द यू नो द पंच ऑफ मैंगो एंड कॉम्बाइंड विद वेनिला, इट विल जस्ट एलिवेट योर एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ हैविंग एन आइसक्रीम, राइट? सो
आई कांट वेट ओनली, इट्स द वन पार्ट, इट्स रियली गुड.
सो एक असॉटमेंट रहता है विच यू लिस्ट ऑन ऑन ब्लिंकिट एंड ज़ेप्टो, राइट? एंड वी जनरली बंडल इट ऑल्सो, लाइक पैक ऑफ वन, पैक ऑफ टू, पैक ऑफ फोर, वी कैन ऑफसेट. सो द टॉप फोर SKUs for GoZero and Blinkit was Mango Duet Pack of 1, Raspberry Duet Pack of 1, Mango Duet Pack of 2, Raspberry Duet Pack of 2, Mango Duet Pack of 4. So,
this
is more than 50% of our monthly
revenue.
This is repeat bhi hai, so we have almost 50-60% repeat for this particular product. And of course, it's getting us more users as well.
What are people saying about it? They're loving it.
They're loving it. They're absolutely loving it. And so much so that because these two duets did so well, we launched two more flavors exclusive for Blinkit. Orange Duet and Blackcurrant Duet. We just launched it in May.
Okay.
But now, traction will be over.
Now, it's 2,000.
But it's 60 to 60 already. So, the point I'm trying to make is, whenever you're trying to, you know, either get to a right product or get to through a right channel velocity or get to a right category, it's very important to understand what the consumer wants. Is there a white space where I can start owning? Just like, well, there's so many classic examples, right? We have so many brands which are memorable, but every brand, if you think about it, one particular flavor will stick. For natural, there's been tender coconut for donkey years.
Correct.
Right? For Apsara, that flavor was guava jelly. Like for Apsara, that one SKU sold almost 20% of the entire sales. Guava jelly, that become. And uske pehle bhi guava flavor tha, but the moment we started putting the masala is after that it started, you know, expanding. For a brand like Baskin, the Mississippi Mud.
Correct.
And
mint chocolate.
So, haan, wo sare flavors, flavor. So, in your assortment, like you may, and everybody wants something new. So, you want, like there's always a pressure to like more flavors or more. But at the end of the day, space is very limited.
Yeah.
Cold storage is very expensive.
Correct.
So, वहाँ पे you cannot just put 35-40 SKU मन चाहो उतना रख दिया. तो selected 8 या 10 SKUs में आपको पूरा रन्ना बिल्ड करना है. Other interesting fact, the Swiggy Zomato numbers, which we are talking like it's almost 80-20, 80 quick commerce and 20 is e-commerce. We have the full range because we own the freezer, we own the dark store. So, we can put the entire range. So, we have almost 25 SKUs versus only 10 to 12 SKUs in quick commerce. So, with less than half the number of SKUs, we are actually doing 5x the business. Wow. With only 2 SKUs driving more than 50% of that.
So clear concentration of SKUs ho raha hai.
Clear concentration of SKUs. And clear association of brand with a particular product or a particular flavor, wo bhi ho raha hai. And I would say this is a blessing in disguise because beech mein wo cocoa crisis aaya tha. So the chocolate prices went through the roof.
Correct.
And before this two products we launched, the best sellers were Belgian dark chocolate and Mocha Brownie and the Madagascar bar. So I'm saying if this is going to be the trend, then mera P&L mein to margin mein to phatne wali hai. But these two, like fruit flavors and vanilla, they kind of drove the sale north and actually
good
helped us with our overall margin. So on that bit, so when we closed our first term sheet in Jan 23, at that time at a gross margin level, we were around 60%. The summer we exited with 72%. So we improved our gross margin by 12%, 1200
basis points. This is huge, by the way.
This is, and we still have room to kind of take it up to 75% is what I feel. Because abhi hum log kya kar rahe the, we had one contract manufacturer in Bombay.
But aapka jo quick commerce ka jo ye hai, commission hai, they said below sales or above sales?
This is above sales. So this is net of commission.
So gross margin is net basically.
Yeah.
Very cool, yaar. Very cool.
So, and why I say that we still have room for improvement is because today we are manufacturing everything in Bombay and distributing it pan-India. So, your logistics costs are increasing, your storage costs are increasing. Uh-huh. But now we know that there are certain pockets where demand is actually higher. So, for example, Bangalore. For a brand like us, which is present on quick commerce and e-commerce, the Bangalore consumer is like almost at par with Bombay where we started now. And we have two other cities flanking it, which is Hyderabad on the north and Chennai in the south. Three cities together now are giving us almost 60%.
Really?
So now it makes more sense for me to have a second manufacturing unit, split the production between unit 1 and unit 2, kind of save on those transportation logistics costs, build more bottom line, build more COGS savings into the product, and then kind of drive that further. So all those synergies will start coming into play.
Manufacturing is that you'll actually get, because your business is now getting concentrated.
Yeah.
So my tongue has become heavy. Because your business is getting concentrated, you're able to now sharply invest in capex.
Correct. Still not that much. So this is another learning which I had from Apsara, right? Capex my investment at this stage still doesn't make sense for me because there is no specialized equipment for making ice cream. It's more about your recipe. It's more about your product formulation. It's more about the kind of flavor which you want. The same product you can make on an equipment in Bombay, in Delhi, in Hyderabad, in Bangalore, everywhere.
Okay.
Raw material is available, labor is available, everything is available. And you have a lot of... So, ice cream category in India is still 80% unorganized.
Okay.
There are a lot of players who have a small manufacturing unit of themselves. They do local sales and local distribution, but they have not been able to scale up. So, there's a lot of capacities lying spare. So, for example, this one manufacturer we have identified in Bangalore, he has a plant which is almost... 3 times the capacity of the Apsara plant which I had put for the family business. And yet is only 20% utilized. Oh. Because he's not able to gender that kind of demand for his brand. So that's very easy for a brand like us who have that pull in that region, in that market,
to use
this asset. He'll earn some money. He'll be able to free up a little bit of working capital for himself. And it's like a win-win for both.
Correct.
I don't have to make in Bombay and sell in Bangalore. I can make in Bangalore, sell in Bangalore. I can do faster turnaround time for supplying the POs.
But quality has to be maintained.
Quality has to be same. Everything. The product in Bangalore and product in Bombay have to taste exactly the same. Taste, look, feel exactly the same. So no compromise there. Mm. But you save a lot of this costs on cold logistics, manpower, making charges of Bangalore. Everything you save. And then you can again build that bottom line and, you know, kind of have another 2-3 points of gross margin savings.
Look, again, let's just step back. You went from 20 lakhs a month in January 2023, yeah. 25 lakhs to 3.7 crores in May 2024, which is like 5x from January 2024.
Yeah.
People would easily dismiss this as saying that this could be just because of summer, but yeah. It's not, because you're the number one market share in single serve across quick commerce.
Correct.
Your quick commerce business has grown almost 8 to 10x. And what is very interesting is that you have found concentration of skills. You now have winners. Your duets are clearly winners. So you're now looking to develop basically. How do you think about consumers? What are consumers like? The issue with quick commerce and Swiggy, Zomato, you are still one step away from the consumer. Consumer is owned by those guys. So how do you talk to them? How do you find out occasions?
But even with Swiggy, Zomato, if you look at it, you don't really get the consumer data.
You don't. Yeah.
So I only know that, for example, I know the names. So we have a dashboard where we see that. Let's say Shantanu from Gurgaon has ordered Go Zeros 20 times in the last 30 days. That data I will get.
Correct.
Other than that, which flavor you like, you know, how much times you have been ordering, was there any particular occasion with you, all the data is not going to detail customer.
So how do you find out? So, kab khare log, like, what's the product inside? Consumer inside kya hai?
So, generally, ice cream is a product, do hi meal slots mein chalta hai. So you divide your entire day into four or five meal slots. One is a breakfast slot, which is 7 to 11. Then there is a lunch, which is 11 to 2 or 11 to 3. Then there is snacks, which is 3 to 7. Then there is dinner, which is 7 to 11. Then there is late night, which is 11 to 2.
Correct.
So this is how this entire day is broken up into
meal slots.
The maximum concentration of sale happens during lunch,
okay,
followed by dinner, followed by late night. So snacks mein aapka
nahi hota,
sale nahi hoga. Breakfast में इतना नहीं होगा, थोड़ा बहुत सेल होगा, लेकिन यू स्टार्ट द डार्क शोर एट 8 o'clock, कोई भूला भटका आ गया आइसक्रीम खाने तो वो ले लेगा, बट वो प्रॉबेबली यू विल ऑर्डर इट एंड लाइक यू विल सेव इट एंड हैव इट इन द आफ्टरनून. बट द इम्पल्स परचेज के अभी आना है, अभी कंज्यूम करना है, जनरली हैपन्स ड्यूरिंग द लंच टाइम ऑफ 12 टू 2 एंड देन हैपन्स बिटवीन 7 टू 11 एंड देन देर इज अ सर्टन लोकेशंस विच पीपल आर लाइक इन बॉम्बे, देर इज लाइक बांद्रा, पवई, लोखंडवाला, पीपल आर लाइक अवेक टिल 2-3, तो वहाँ पे भी ऑर्डर आते रहते हैं. So it's very important to have your store timings. That extra hour of operations can give you another 5-6% incremental sale. That's just one hour. So that's very important. And broadly, this has been the trend for the last 8 to 10 years, as far as I know. It will never change. Ice cream as a product, maybe it will change it because of quick commerce. You are sitting and ordering everything. You might want to add ice cream to your cart while you're ordering other stuff. Put it in a freezer and consume it later. But by and large, I think that's the time when you want to, you know, you crave ice cream.
I don't think you're right. I think, kya ho raha hai na quick commerce ki wajah se, habits are concretizing very fast.
Very fast.
I don't know. So I'll tell you who told me this. Raghav Verma from Chaios. There is a customer. There is a lady customer in Gurgaon who every morning, this is between 6:45 and 7:15 in the morning, she will wake up and the first thing that she will do is order a upma and a one particular kind of chai on Swiggy or Zomato. And he's like, she does this 30 times a month.
A month.
Every day, weekday, or weekend, or jo bhi ho.
Your ritual ban gaya uska.
Subah wo chai aur upma. Wohi chai aur wohi upma.
Same.
And I'm like, that is not a function. That is also a function of Chaios product.
Yeah.
But also the fact that that delivery is so consistently correct. Reliable.
Now, for Chaios, it's a good thing that that consumer is choosing Chaios.
Correct.
It could have been some other brand with the chai and upma, but the habit would still be the same.
But
wohi product, subah. ऑर्डर करेंगे
टेस्ट चाहिए ना
हाँ तो टेस्ट चाहिए अग्री बट वो टेस्ट बिल्ड करने के बाद रोज 30 दिन तक अगर वही प्रोडक्ट उसी चलते मिलता है
करेक्ट
इट्स लाइक अ विन विन फॉर बोथ
एवरीवन करेक्ट एब्सोल्यूट आर यू सीइंग दैट हैपन लाइक आर यू सीइंग लाइक यू आर सीइंग 60% रिपीट्स
या
आर यू सीइंग हैबिट्स बीइंग बिल्ड बिकॉज़ लाइक योर आइसक्रीम आई थिंक इट्स टू स्मॉल राइट नाउ
इट इज वेरी स्मॉल वेरी अर्ली टू कमेंट बट फॉर श्योर द कंजम्पशन पैटर्न्स वी ट्राई टू यू नो फाइंड द ट्रेंड्स सो दैट वी डोंट गेट एग्जैक्ट कंज्यूमर डेटा बट वी नो फॉर श्योर दैट देयर वाज one customer who liked our vegan chocolate bar so much that they ordered 46 times that particular SKU in the month from Zomato. And that same person kept DMing us on Instagram, it's out of stock, kab aa raha hai? We said, it'll come next week. It did not come next week. That person again, it's next week, when is it coming? So he's like tracking. Because again, vegan ice creams, right? Without any dairy.
Yeah.
Very hard to get a tasty ice cream which is not dairy and it is made from plant-based products, right?
Correct.
And ek bar wo unko hook lag gaya, this is, I am a vegan, I can't go to any dairy products. I was looking for some very good product and I finally found this one brand which is giving me amazing chocolate vegan ice cream. Suddenly, wo out of stock chala gaya. Main dusre brand pe ja sakta hoon, but I'll keep nagging this person and please bring this back in stock. So, you know, this is the kind of, if Swiggy पर नहीं मिलता है तो DM करेगा brand पे कि we checked on Swiggy, Zomato is not there. Then would say, oh, please try Zepto. Then they, but मेरे pin code पे Zepto available नहीं है. So, you know, that is the kind of brand love that we are, you know, kind of getting. And also, I don't know whether I should say this on air, but Aditi Rao Haidari. So, just 2 days.
Of course, you should say it on air.
2 days back, I know if she is listening, then I think it's very good that 2 days back. So, we have an agency who handles Instagram and DMs and everything, but just 2 days back, I happened to go to the brand Instagram handle and I was just checking DMs, kya aa raha hai, kaise hai, like, is koi gaali de raha hai, ke koi product kha raha hai, koi review de raha hai, kya de raha hai. I saw Aditi Rao Haidari's DM sitting in the blue tick. So I went and said, what happens? So she's saying that, oh, I ordered from Bandra store last 3 times. I liked this, but ye wo log ne bhej de, they missed sending this item. What happened sometime? Yeah. You order 5 ice cream, ek miss ho gaya, ya wrong item ho gaya. And 2-3 times she's, you know, kind of order. Then I just, as a brand side, I start chatting with her that apologies for this, you know, we'll next time we'll ensure that we send it. Can we send you a replacement and this and that? She says, no, not required, but I'm a regular customer. And I just say, what product? Yeah, I love your popsicles. And, you know, earlier I was a Brooklyn Creamery like customer, but ever since you launched these, I've like switched and my popsicles, like your popsicles are go-to for me. Please launch more flavors. And so that's this kind of brand love that we're getting, that people now are waiting for new flavors in this category from Go Zero.
That is incredible. Is there kya insight aa raha hai? Like, are you now saying that the health is now foundational and given? Ki health hai. Lekin now isme now you are playing the ice cream game at scale.
Yeah, and that was new always flavors, that was always going to be the end game for Go Zero, right? You are not going to be positioning yourself as something which is like a healthy brand, right? आप हेल्थी दे रहे हो ठीक है बट वो फिर एक टाइम पे आके वो एक लिमिटिंग बन जाता है इन टर्म्स ऑफ योर ओवरऑल अपील टू द वाइडर आइसक्रीम विच इज द बिगर लाइक 25,000-30,000 करोड़ का मार्केट है ये तो उसमें हम सिर्फ शुगर फ्री या गिल्ट फ्री पे प्रोपोजिशन पे खेलेंगे तो नहीं द बेस्ट प्रोपोजिशन विच इज गोइंग टू अपील टू ऑफकोर्स द पीपल हु आर ऑफ शुगर एंड लो कैलरी एज वेल बट इवन टू द जनरल पब्लिक हु आर हैविंग शुगर फुल क्रीम फुल कैलरीज बट दे नो दैट इफ आई एम गेटिंग द सेम इंडलजेंट टेस्ट
एट अ हेल्दियर ऑप्शन
इन अ हेल्दियर ऑप्शन right that there was this Nirma ad like long time back you know ke safedi bhi hai ye bhi hai yahi sab hai aur kam dam mein hai to koi ye kyun le wo na le
correct
is that kind of a scenario which we are trying to kind of build for Go Zero that we are giving you the same chocolate experience which you want from your Baskin We are going to give the same fruit flavors which you like from your Naturals or NIC. We are going to give the same Cornetto, the Magnums, or whatever you've been having till now. We'll give the same experience. Like, for example, you had the chocolate bar.
I loved
right?
it, yeah.
This is basically somebody who like Magnum and Cornetto, another classic. Right? Teeny SKUs. Magnum only has 3 SKUs, that's it. They have a chocolate, they have an almond, and they have this brownie.
Brownie, correct.
3 SKUs. They are doing almost 3 to 4 crores with this 3 SKUs per month. Correct? Well, utna brand love hai uske liye. Matlab, pack of 6 bikta hai, pack of 8 bikta hai uska. Like, seedha 8-8 utha ke. They don't want to look anyone else, Magnum. So, that person knows that chocolate mein chahiye, stick chahiye mujhe.
Correct.
And I want a very indulgent chocolate experience. Product. Same with Cornetto, same with any other. Now, I can give that same thing at zero sugar, 50% less calories, as indulgent, and similar price point. So, 99 rupees is standard after discount what you get. And similar price point which you have for the other player as well. And this is how you want to kind of appeal to people who have been having the traditional ice creams and not just limiting yourself as a healthy brand.
But this would be, for example, a mango duet would be much preferred than Amul or a Mother Dairy equivalent, right?
So, Amul and Mother Dairy, so in general, you break up an ice cream price point into 3 categories. One is below 50 rupees.
Okay.
Where the brands like Amul, Varilal, Mother Dairy, Creamwell, these are mass brands. Then there is between 50 to let's say 85, 90 rupees or 100 rupees. Where you have the Baskin, you have Havmor, you have NIC, you have Apsara and all the brand. And then there is 130 ke upar wala where you have the premium income segment. You have Haagen-Dazs, you have London Dairy, you have all those brands. So, ye wala category is very price sensitive.
Correct.
Upar wala category bahut chota hai. The major
meat
is in the middle. Where for that 10, 15 rupees extra, people don't mind trying a better option. And that is where so the where to play becomes very important. This is a pure volume.
Abhi, kya prices is me? What are all the prices for all
so, the... for example, the cup is at 120.
Okay.
So, all the cups are at 120.
Okay.
All the duets and popsicles are at 125. And all the chocolate bars are at 135. But online, aaj tak kisi ne pura bhav deke paisa kharida nahi kabhi. You will never see any brand, whether an established, jo pura.
So, kya MOP kya hota hai iska 20% less?
So, around 18 to 20 is the average MOP, like discount which we have on the price. So, we try to keep it below that 100 rupees. 99 rupees is where we try to keep it at. And then we try to customize with it bundles. We do to upsell. So, pack of 2 bana liya, pack of 4 bana, laddering, the standard laddering strategy. Right. The more you buy, the more discount you get. So, which is why the pack of 2 and of raspberry and mango are the number 2 and number 3 on Blinkit.
That's insane, yaar. Tell me, like now, the challenge for you now is to maintain this run rate through monsoon and winter and then have like a... What's your aim for May 25?
So, generally, it's a cyclical, seasonal business, ice cream. There are 2 months which are very critical where you see the sharp fall. One is July.
Okay.
Where it is peak monsoon.
Now
like June happen. Is not peak monsoon, right? June, for example, Delhi is still hot. Bangalore mein barish shuru ho gaya hai. Mumbai beech mein latka hai. Na idhar na udhar. To wahan pe thoda sa bhi grey area chal raha hai. But barish aa jayega. Pune mein barish aa gaya. So June you can still sustain little bit of. July like proper monsoon you will get all over the country. So that time the fall is the sharpest. Then August onward it starts picking up when you have the festivals coming in. You have Raksha Bandhan, you have Independent Day, chutti hote wahan shuru ho jata hai. October November mein heat aati hai fir se. October heat. Diwali time pe. Then the second big dip comes in January. That's the
heavy
peak
winter.
Peak winter. So while it's not that sharp a dip compared to July, because July mein kya hota hai, ek to barish ke wajah se wo virality aur sab, the people are just avoiding cold stuff. Kids are not having it and school hai ho raha. And in general barish mein delivery fat jata hai. So you know it's not serviceable because of water logging and flood. So, rider is not available. So, even if I want to order, I won't be able to get it. Winter, at least, that problem is not there.
Correct.
So, even the dip comes, it's not as severe. So, these are the two. So, the previous season...
It's also good, right? Like, these dips are good for you because you get to step back and kind of think about...
Yeah. Every month, we are doing 4 or 5 crores. If you die, then what will I do?
Correct.
Team building, how will I do? No, but I think everybody would want this momentum to continue throughout the year.
Correct.
But generally, so what brands do, like they plan their NPD in July, they plan their consolidation and expansion plans in, you know, Jan. They try to build up inventory for the summer and all of that stuff. And then June, July is kind of like exhausting your inventory and kind of getting back the working capital cycle going. So what we saw in the first season is July 23 for us was almost a 50% drop from June. And June itself was a 30% drop from May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How much was May 23?
May 23 was 85 lakhs. That is 1/4 of where we are today. And What we are expecting, or the trending number for now, is we are at around 3 crore-ish. So we'll exit at June at 3, which is still not more than 15% drop compared to May. And we are hoping that we will hold the 2.5 crore mark in July. So if we do that, it means that now there is a set base. This is a new normal. From here, we kind of plan the move for the next season.
July is critical then.
July is very critical. So we'll be closely watching what happened in July.
How do you have like a monsoon?
But at the same time, what kind of will balance it out is that quick commerce is also now expanding.
Correct.
So we just got the news that Zepto is raising.
Correct.
Right? They are going to expand into, till now, of all the three players, they have the least number of dark stores.
Yes.
Zepto. Now they are expanding into other cities like Jaipur, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, where we are also going to kind of. So the newer cities will also kind of give us a little bit of that extra cushion. So for us, this July should not be as drastic.
Fantastic.
Plus, you have the fourth entrant in quick commerce, which is Flipkart. So Flipkart bhi quick commerce mein launch ho raha hai.
Flipkart grocery is huge, by the way.
Very huge, like big, massive.
Flipkart grocery is huge.
Huge, like unimaginable. So they are entering quick commerce, they'll for sure make a dent.
And they have a separate team now for brand.
They've kept a different
new age brand.
New age brand, like that's correct. D2C ka team alag banaya log ne. So that is probably July mein they'll launch. So we'll have those initial PO. So again, that it will not look so bad compared to July 23. But that is very optimistic. But to gauge the true dip, we will remove all of these like incremental things. And then see, if this doesn't happen, then my core business up till now, how much has that fallen? Mm. For me, that number is around 2.5 crores from the 3.5 crores in May. So if you can sustain 2.5, I think next summer is going to be like massive.
10?
You said it.
Tell me, like, I have not had this question, but
very optimistically, I think 10 is doable.
And there is that's a 120 crore ARR business.
This is something
and
which
you are only 2 years old.
I am personally kind of like, this is something which is going to drive me, and this is going to come still from online. Like, we are not even talking offline yet. Like, we are present in modern trade a little bit. Like, we are there in Reliance, Nature's Basket, and so on. But that's still less than 2%, 3%. Unka category name. They themselves are doing 60 lakhs per month with all the big brands.
Correct.
So offline, not really. So this will still be primarily online. And of course, with that, we'll also scale on Swiggy and Zomato. So we'll open up Chennai, we'll open up Kolkata, where we are not there on e-commerce. We're there on quick commerce, but not there on e-commerce.
When you say e-commerce, you mean Swiggy Zomato?
When I say e-commerce, I mean Swiggy Zomato.
This is not an Amazon Flipkart product.
No, no.
Like non-grocery product.
No. Because you need cold chain, right? Amazon Flipkart don't have that. For ice cream, you need cold chain.
How do you store it? Like, what's the supply chain? Like, where do you, like, when you make the product in the factory, how long will it stay there? How do they go to the dark store? Like, what's the shelf life?
The thumb rule is that you should not let the product go below minus 18, right? But generally, very difficult. So, at source or at production, you can get it up to, let's say, minus 20, minus 25. So, jaise ice cream nikalta hai, it's at minus 3 to minus 4. It's like in that softy form, like slushy liquid, not like neither here nor there. Then we blast it in a blast room where the temperature is minus 35.
Okay.
It becomes rock solid. So, that prevents the crystallization, so iciness nahi aata uska. And uska shelf life thoda sa badh jata hai. After that, you transfer to your normal cold room where temperature is around minus 20 to minus 22.
Okay.
That is where it's maintained. And then
in the factory.
In the factory.
Okay.
Now, when you transport it to the warehouses for dark stores for delivery, you have reefer vans. Now, reefer vans can only hold the temperature. They cannot pull down the temperature. So, very critical to, while loading, it's minus 18. So, that by the time it reaches like a Blinkit warehouse or a Zepto warehouse, and they have very strict temperature checks before inverting, it should not be below minus 15. So, wo maintain karna hai. Matlab minus 15, and in this weather where it's almost 50 degrees, it touched 50 degrees in May in certain parts of North, to maintain that is very critical.
But how do you do from Bombay to like a Delhi or whatever? That
so, we have reefer trucks.
Reefer trucks.
Like, yeah. So, we have a 2-ton vehicle, 6-ton vehicle. We load it from Bombay. And then we have kind of now tied up with partners like IndiCold. These are like cold chain service providers. They have warehouses in, you know, major cities. So, we stand and we stock up there. And then whenever we get the POs for that particular region, it's serviced from that warehouse. So, we can have a faster turnaround time. So, like a hub and spoke model.
But amazing, Arkan. Tell me, what are the challenges you're seeing? I wanted to ask you about that sampling thing. Like, there is something.
I was waiting. I thought you forgot about it.
No.
It was the talk of the town.
Yes. So, what was that? How did you come up with it? You spoke about how much you invested. I want to actually think, like, before we move to future, for the last 5 months, what was the sampling thing also?
So, again, this was something which we had planned in that meeting we had with the Zepto team in Feb. So typically, whenever we talk about marketing on any of these apps, it's those standard, the banners
you
get, the product carousel or the search keywords and all of the stuff. Usse kya hota hai, CAC is somewhere around, let's say, 15 to 20 rupees per click. But you're still not sure whether the customer is going to buy it or not.
Correct.
So the M2O kind of really varies, right? So agar mujhe 15 se 20 rupees spend karna hai customer ko goals dikhane ke liye, might as well spend that money to actually give the product in the hand of the consumer.
Cogs, haan.
Correct? Because my cogs to 15% hi hai. So 120 rupees ka item hai. Like again, I'm giving away this on air. It's costing me somewhere around between 15 to 20 rupees to make.
Correct.
Right? So we had this, we debated what should be the quantum, because Zepto does anywhere between 4 to 5 lakh orders per day. Like pan India. One day.
Crazy.
Single day. Right? I said, okay, let's do one thing. Let's put a MOV of 349. Okay, all orders above 349 on Zepto, we'll get a free Go Zero Man over Mango. And Mango is the flavor of the season. We wanted the consumer to try that. So, based on some forecasting, we arrived at a figure of 2.5 lakh cups. Ek din mein. And we chose strategically 26th May, the IPL final, which turned out to be one-sided. KKR completely hammered Sunrisers.
Correct.
The match ended sooner. But we chose that day. We thought maximum eyeballs aane wala hai. Sabse jada app opens, aapke liye ozen hone wala hai. So like the best time in this season is the IPL finale.
Correct.
We chose that day. We planned everything. So 2.5 lakh cups, by the way, is what we sold in an entire month. If I was business as usual, BAU hota, to 2.5 lakh cup pure mahine mein bikta. Jo humne ek din mein free sampling pan India 7 cities mein kiya. So this was a mammoth operational exercise for the team as well, and kudos for them to pull it off. Like summer mein to hadi badi thi, uske upar ye 2.5 lakh sample leke aaya, founder pagal ho gaya. They said ki kuch kaam nahi hai, free mein de rahe ho aap.
Correct.
So
correct.
Everybody, but they said no, this is going to really kind of catapult GoZero in terms of visibility and trial. People are going to try the product.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's very important. Yeah.
Very important. Ab ad dikhaoge, theek hai yaar, but I may or may not want to, you know, try.
Especially ice cream. Like now I will know what this tastes like. I'll order it the next time.
And it was a delight. So when we had this, activity, I got so many messages and saying that I did not expect this. It's such a delight. And from people who I don't know. So they are known people. So LinkedIn pe DM are suddenly, hey, I got this with Zepto and it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I never knew that low calorie or sugar free could be this tasty. Like tastes like exactly like a normal mango ice cream.
Yeah.
Even better. You know. So that day it was like through the roof. And then what just as a to test whether this really had an impact, ki bhai aise hi main baat ke chale gaye. Next 3 days we did not run any ads on Zepto. But we actually grew by 30%.
The repeats basically.
And this was a Sunday when we did the activity. Next 3 days are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They generally slow days right
there. Correct.
Compared to weekends. We stopped all that. We still grew by 30%. So it means that goodness carried over. And now I think probably this kind of activity, the goodness goes on for 3 weeks, 4 weeks as well, you know. So I think, but again, that was something which requires a little bit of risk appetite also. To give up a 2.5 lakh, even at COGS, that's almost 40 lakh rupees of inventory in one day.
It's crazy. But tell me, how much did you plan to invest?
But Adit posted about it.
Who?
Adit posted about it on LinkedIn. Like,
yes.
That was the cherry on the cake.
Yes.
Very rarely does he post.
Yes. But tell me, what are the things that you invested in that give you sleepless nights? One is, of course, this one. Because it's money plus operationally difficult.
Yeah.
But the JBB with all these guys would have been a lot more front-loaded, right? Ki itna paisa dalna padega, etc.
So it was not front-loaded, it was back-loaded.
Okay.
So for example, we closed the plans in Feb, but we knew that Feb, March is still about inventory building and stocking up, but the real actually is going to happen in April, May. So Feb, we did 1.2 crores. March was 2.1 crores. April was 2.6 crores, but April mein thoda sa fata tha ki thoda sa unka warehouses mein crunch tha. So they were not able to, some things had to be, we had open POs, we could not service. And then May we went all out and we did 3.6 crores. Mm-hmm. So we knew that April, May mein actually going to be like really
high.
So when we closed the JPP, April, May and June, 3 months were more heavy compared to Feb and May.
But investment is front loaded, no?
The commitment is front loaded.
Yes. You have to like make a supply chain, order your raw material.
Everything is front loaded. Yes. 100%. That's front loaded. The contracts with RM vendors are front loaded. The contract with packaging. So cocoa ka supply itna short, people are not able to get their hands on cocoa, like chocolate. Like 5 out there. And I know that I want my chocolate products to be there. Like Madagascar, Zepto ka hazel bar mein chocolate kitna important ingredient hai. Agar wo nahi hai to I will, you know, make it.
Correct.
So we had to do a lot of forward contracts with all of these people to ensure that we don't go out of stock, negotiate the rates with them. A lot of stuff happened and all of this to ensure that, you know, your summer you're sailing through. No hiccups in terms of at least RMPM nahi hai to maal nahi bana. Aisa nahi hona chahiye.
Amazing. What, like, I look at you, I look at Ankit who's running Hoco now, like, you know, Hoco is, you know, kind of like the baby of Havmore, yeah. Right? But scale to Havmore levels,
crazy.
Like 1/10 the time.
Crazy.
Or 1/20 the time.
Yeah.
You were a similar story. GoZero has, like, kind of taken this quick commerce, e-commerce route, very, very different supply chain. I think it's a premium product.
Yeah.
It's not a, this is
it's not, not a, it's not a mass.
It's not a mass. It's a premium product. And to be the number one market share in single serve is just spectacular, right? And you've been able to do that in 2 years. What scares you? Now you're like a, what, a 35, 40 crore annualized business from a 3 crore, 4 crore when we invested?
Yeah.
2.5. Right? So from 40 crores to now 200 or to 120 next summer to 200 to 500.
Yeah, one summer at a time.
One summer. So yeah. What is this? What's the plan? How do you plan the summer next?
I think for me, when you say sleepless nights, so I would say I had a very sleepless summer. Because this is the time when a lot of areas will be tested, right? And as I said, logistics will be tested, cold chain will be tested, production capabilities will be tested. suddenly we get a project like 2.5 lakh cups, you know, and we don't have the, you know, the whole time in the summer to give it. So a lot of things were tested, and you know, this is the time when you know that all of this thing I can, you know, handle. Whether consumer will demand GoZero is something which I don't know. Like, I can show all the ads in the world, I can show all the, you know, sampling in the world, but is the repeat coming? Are people talking about the brand? And I think the love, the kind of consumer love that we are starting to see is like, we're still not there. I don't think that abhi bhi wo true brand love nahi aaya. One indicator of this probably could be the searches for GoZero on the app, right? So while we were getting around 4,000, 5,000 monthly searches on Blinkit, this was somewhere around October 23. We are now getting more than 25,000 searches.
Wow.
That's like almost 4x, 5x, you know,
so
the searches.
So searches on the app is clear purchase intent.
Clear purchase intent. So this is like, agar main ad nahi bhi dekhunga, the public search kar raha hai, GoZero dekhega. And we have brands like Quality Walls and Slow Churn and Magnum who are now bidding on GoZero as a keyword. Ki agar koi consumer search kar raha hai GoZero, usko Magnum dikhna chahiye. So that's another like validation that like brands are now bidding on your keywords. So that means that you are someone to be taken seriously on this app now. And right. It means there are serious consumer and the numbers say for themselves, right? And very honestly and tongue in cheek and humble or whatever you say, no other guilt-free brand has been able to do this, right? In such a short span of time,
correct.
Right? We are just 2 years in the market. Others have been around for 4 to 5 years. So it's very difficult to be just zero sugar and low cal and get this scale very shortly. Now, mainstream brand ko time lagta hai itna lane ko. And this is one of the concerns which, you know, almost everybody had when I had gone for raising funds. You know, whether it's the VCs or the angels or say, bhai, iska time kitna hai? Ja jaye kitna jayega? You know, sugar free ka market kitna bada hai? I am seeing that we are creating a category here, which is kind of the trend for the future. And today, it's not just desserts, right? It's in general, you are seeing this wave of healthy and guilt-free. Whether it's in snacks, whether it's in other food products, other categories, chips lelo, namkeens lelo, sab jagah pe healthy ka ek. But it's always going to be the better tasting product that's going to have, you know, win. You can tom-tom about your calories, you can tom-tom about zero sugar, you know, I don't care a hoot. I'll probably 10 mein se ek bar aapka kha lunga, baaki ka no time mein phir bhi wohi sugar lakhaunga.
People have figured out, not like, even Shashank was saying the same thing, whole truth mein.
Yeah.
Marrying taste with health is a huge challenge.
It's a challenge.
At scale.
Yeah, challenge. Today I can probably say, again tongue-in-cheek, because Apsara also has sugar-free products, right? GoZero sugar-free tastes much better than Apsara and has lesser calories than Apsara. Now, that is something which I've consciously worked on, you know, for the past 2 years. Because I know that just cutting down on certain things, and if you don't balance it with the right other ingredients, you will not crack the taste and texture. And that's what's going to keep people coming back to your brand. Yeah, so that is something very critical. That is something which now I have more with launches like Duets, right? Launches like the Hazelnut Bar. You know, reaching a scale of 60,000 pieces in 4 months.
Yeah.
That shows that was the kind of product which are coming from the factory of GoZero, people are accepting it, and this is something which they want.
Do you think single serve? See, I always think of food as a place where word of mouth is very high because people share. Like we are sharing the ice cream, yeah. sharing chips, yeah, yeah. we share, you know, so many things, bhujia, bhujia, etc. Right? But because it's single serve, does it limit the shareability of the product?
Not really, because
well, two single serves.
It's at the end of the day, it's also about choice, right? I mean, for example, if you have one tub of vanilla, but I don't want vanilla. So even if I'm ordering and I'm sharing, so I can always have like mere bite le, isme se ye le, but I still want that taste. Like also on that note, we have just started launching tubs as well. So we launched two SKUs, the best selling one, the chocolate and the mango. We launched that on Zepto, and again they are like flying because now people, because what happens is tubs generally are very like a cost effective, and you know, generally Amul ka or Havmor ka tubs agar log hai, very value conscious. Agar main 120 ka 100 ml de raha hun, 500 ml for a Gojira is costing you 425.
Correct.
That's almost 1.5x a tub. Correct. So I cannot buy 425 if I don't know ke Achha. Product kaisa hai. So for that, the trial has to happen to single serve.
Correct.
So which is why we took mango, we launched the sampling activity, and now the tubs are like flying. So again, now that's a validation that now tubs will also.
And then when you sell single serve, are people buying one or are they buying like 3-4 in one? So what is overall, the average number of?
So average cart, the cart in, order is around 2.2.
Oh, so it's a social product.
Yeah.
Do three to khareed hi raha hai.
Do to minimum ja raha hai. 2.2 is, and on Swiggy and Zomato, it's actually 4 point something.
Oh, really? So, khane ke saath hai. I'm assuming ke sab ke liye wo hai.
Haan, but phir bhi 5 item le raha hai wo mera.
Gojira.
Gojira ka 5 item average ja raha hai. So, AOV is somewhere around 450. Which means 4 se 5 ke range mein ja raha hai.
Amazing. So, you're saying, okay, so this is so much to unpack, yaar, Kiran. So, tremendous growth. You clearly saw quick commerce as an opportunity. Everyone has seen it. Everyone's trying to get in, but I think you saw it earlier than other people. Right? In food and all, like the kind of investments you have made, which are front loaded, the kind of relationships you have built, the kind of innovation in terms of either co-branding a product or, you know, making mango do it and raspberry do it. The market is not there, but you want to build it on Blinkit. Identifying the product channel fit ban raha hai, then getting the margins and the pricing right. And now you are saying ki now to get to 10 crores a month. You now want to see more concentration, and hopefully as the July dip will not be high, Jan dip will not be high, you want to now, your slope of growth should be higher than the slope of growth of quick commerce category, probably is what you're saying.
That's generally how we look at it, right? Active fund managers, they try to beat the Sensex or the Nifty.
Correct.
Nifty ka ek average kegar ja raha hai, mere fund ka kegar usse jada jana chahiye. At least then I am outperforming the index.
Correct.
Right. So if let's say quick commerce is going 2x, I need to grow by at least 3x. Which means that I am then gaining more share in that on that channel. Right. So it's always easy to let's say go from 0 to 1, then the journey from 1 to 10 is 10. Tougher, then 10 to 100 is even tougher.
The growth plateaus out, but the it end plateau out. Should not be like correct. Flat or stagnant.
It should not be flat, it should the slope might go a little bit niche, but it will still grow. So I feel that this momentum can still be sustained over the next season. There have been a lot of learnings for me as well. You know, I always say that I have not spent 10 years in the industry. It's like it's still my 10th day. And I'm still unpacking new stuff. For example, in May, we kind of closed very similar numbers to Apsara. Right? So, 2014, I joined Apsara, right? And it's 24 now. So, like, almost 10 years. So, in May 24, when odd Apsara has done in 10 years, is what roughly Gojira has achieved in 2 years or less than 2 years. In only zero sugar, whereas Apsara also has zero sugar and normal this thing. In only online. Apsara is online and offline as well, like so parlors.
Only zero sugar?
Only online, online?
Only 2 years.
Only 2 years. Correct? And only 9 to 10 SKUs. Right? So, but there is still so much more now. Now, with all the learning which we have gathered in this season, you know, in terms of what is the, like, channel mein kya chal raha hai, kis type ka flavors chal raha hai, you know, I have also seen that in the other brands, they have 2 to 3 times more SKUs than what we have. They have probably twice the number of dark stores that we have. And yet we are doing more business. It's always less is more. I also put a post on it. You can do whatever. Like ice cream, there are 100 flavors which I can do. I can launch. I can launch anything. Flavors to bother karne ko. But it's which flavor is going to drive that momentum for you is very hard to like crack. And that is what you have to get it right. Which is why I think my next growth leg is also going to involve very close inputs from quick commerce. The same story of the duets has to now unfold in some other product or some other flavor or some other category where either there's a white space or there is an incumbent, you know, where people are bored of and they are looking for something different. And then we give it to them This is something which you have been missing on this app. Here is Go Zero. And by the way, it's zero sugar and low calorie. And that is, I think, going to unlock the next leg of growth.
So from 3.6 to 10 is going with meeting quick commerce, staying innovative, but also you're saying staying close to the core. So you are not compromising on either massifying the brand a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like the less is more thing.
It is. Correct. Just, you know, yeah. But also at the same time, there are a couple of other categories which I feel are big and we need to kind of have.
What are they?
So cones. Like Cornetto is a big category. Mm-hmm. Like it's at the cones mein humko chahiye. Impulse hai, single serve hai, and it sells. Kulfi is another very big category. There's one or two guys have been just ruling. Gramin has been ruling it for a long time.
Gramin, no?
Yeah.
It's very good, yeah.
It's very good and it's been like there is nobody else who's coming close to it.
Is it a cousin of NIC?
Yeah, it's the same Walco Food, right?
Yeah.
All of these are the house of brands. So it's from the same company, parent company. But like focus only on Kulfi. So like while NIC does ice cream, Gramin does Kulfi. Then they have a couple of other brands like Yamu or Orchin. But Gramin like pure Kulfi and stick Kulfi, proper desi malai, pot, all of that. But Kulfi like Indians. You've grown up having a lot of kulfi, right? So that's another category where nobody is doing low calorie, zero sugar. Right? So that's another like massive unlock in terms of, let's say, future innovation. So there are adjacent categories as well. So from the same channel, you can also derive more traction by giving them products which are kind of not available right now or something which is going to work if you give them a lower calorie or a zero sugar option with the same taste. Which is very difficult in kulfi, by the way, because the caramelized malai texture jo aata hai na, it comes from the caramelization of sugar.
Oh, is it?
Malai kulfi ka jo caramel brown color aata hai na, it's because of the sugar breaks down and that caramelization happens, which is where the malai. Now, if I'm going to do it zero sugar, it becomes a challenge.
Kaise karoge?
Dekhenge, you'll see in 2 months.
Wow.
So I'll send you the first batch.
I would love to have. You're saying kulfi, you're saying cones.
Yeah.
But not going outside ice cream.
Not yet. But I still feel that there is a lot of potential in terms of what Go Zero as a brand can stand for. I think that Zero has a lot of play in this.
Yeah.
It could become a category or creator. It could have everything under desserts. It could have Western desserts. It could have mithai. It could have everything. Yeah. I start with ice cream because that's what I've been doing for 8 years, yeah. Right? And at least ek category mein agar ek grip bana gaya, then there is
adjacencies.
Imagine unimaginable possibilities which can do with Zero.
That's incredible. No, but I think what you're doing is absolutely right. Like going deep, innovating, making sure that the brand is loved.
Yeah.
And you're growing with the channel. I think that.
And we are doing this with only 25 people team.
Wow. So massive hustle, huh?
Yeah, massive hustle. Massive hustle.
Kiran, this has been fascinating. I think obviously, like as your friend and you know someone who's seen you operate for last 14, 15 years now. Best wishes to you, like always. But as an investor and now as a fellow consumer founder, I have derived so much learning from you over the last 1.5 years, especially after Go Zero, where you come with new age, modern, sensibilities to build business, but also rooted in what your father and your family kind of instilled in you in terms of a good business that is, good margin profile.
Yeah.
Sustainable.
I think that
consumer
is
consumer love. All of that.
That is what has kind of shaped me, right? While I have always seen my dad do business, like everybody in my family, I have seen do business at whatever scale, bada ho, chota ho. I think dhanda hota hai, dhande ki tarah hota hai.
Correct.
I have seen my dad hustle, so that hustling culture has been in him. I have been shaped by PNG in certain ways by looking at consumer focused ways of doing marketing and lenses of working, how big brands are, that. And then the time I spent building Apsara, I would say I think those are the most invaluable years I've spent and which is now reflecting in my second innings as a founder. It's always your second inning has to be 10x but faster or bigger than what you did in the previous round. Then you have kind of nailed it.
What does your father say about Go Zero?
He's very proud.
Yeah.
I think he's very proud and
He always asks you, burn business, kaise hota hai, why are you raising money and all that?
I keep telling him that जो 8 साल पहले हमारा कॉन्वर्सेशन हुआ था कि घर का मेल मेंबर कैश काउंटर छोड़ के बाहर कैसे जा सकता है, आई थिंक उस टाइम पे जो मैंने रिस्क लिया ना वो उसका मैं बेनिफिट आज रीप कर रहा हूँ.
करेक्ट करेक्ट. एनी फाइनल वर्ड्स फॉर पीपल हु आर नाउ गोइंग टू स्टार्ट इन द फूड स्पेस? यू आर नाउ You've built your father's existing business into like a big franchise model over the last 8 years. Then 2 years you built out GoZero in a very, like very, you timed it well with the quick-com boom, and you rode the wave. It's not like,
I think that's very critical what you said. The timing happened very, very critical.
Yeah. And when we invested, we never spoke about quick commerce.
We never speak about it. We always spoke dark store Sitna.
Ages back.
We never spoke about quick commerce.
Just think Zomato Swiggy, yeah.
That's it, Zomato Swiggy. That's it. And we spoke kabhi parlor dalo ek apsara ke jaisa this and that. We never, like, we even neglected quick commerce.
No, not the founder. None of us has invested.
Yeah, but nobody.
So, any like words of advice from people who are possibly thinking about doing something in the food, beverages?
I think food is very exciting, and in general, food is something with almost everybody as a consumer is passionate about. India for sure. And in the next 5 to 10 years, I think you will see a lot more opportunities which will arise in the food sector. And I think it's a matter of identifying your what exactly do you really want to, you know, do, in which category do you want to do. Identify a white space is very important. And in fact, a lot of people, I tell people that go where the crowd is. Like, don't worry if it's a crowded market, there are a lot of players. And in fact, it's a proven category. It means now you will
demand
hai, bana nahi jaoge. Right, so it's better to go to a category where there are a lot of players. Now you find your way through the crowd and, you know, kind of navigate, because 80% is still unorganized.
Correct.
Salos are decades actually, baby. 80% is still unorganized. So do that.
Also, like in your case, I think so interesting. And in your case, there were two big tailwinds. One tailwind was around quick commerce, which was huge.
Yeah.
The other one, I think, is what Food Farmer has done over the last year.
Yeah.
Label Padega India. I don't know whether you've experienced that, but I have. In social conversations, the fact that people are now conscious about
Absolutely.
The label and what is going in food and more, I think, in chips and so on. But I think people have just become
more conscious. Exactly. Which is why when we are going to revamp our packaging and come up with a new refreshed avatar, which you'll see in very soon, we're going to kind of look at this aspect of packaging very clearly, where we now tell consumers that this is how to read a label and this is what it is, versus the fine print. Where it's like, you know, you have to read exactly kitna percent ye hai, kitna 0.1% hai ye hai, and the big claims. I think that is something which more companies and more brands will now becoming more conscious about as they talk about their brand.
Because I remember thinking, you have to build a healthy brand. Like, the whole 2 year overhang was high. You have to build a healthy brand. Indulgence mein healthy brand, banana gas. I think what has happened is, the country has built out the healthy food branding requirement. You have just kind of said, I'm GoZero. I taste damn good.
Yeah.
By the way, I tick all these boxes.
Yes. And this is always by the way.
Yeah.
I'm the best tasting ice cream, probably. By the way, we are low sugar. By the way, we are zero calorie. By the way, we are cholesterol free. By the way, we are this.
Some of this just sounds so fucking genius, like, kind of in retrospect. But I remember our discussions. It was still like, that's the thing, a lesson for founders is, sometimes tailwinds are predictable, sometimes they are not. A founder with conviction who's able to build out something like this takes advantage of tailwinds in the most beautiful way. Kiran, thank you so much for...
But risk low. I think that's one advice, irrespective of which category.
Say more about it. What kind
risk
of
risk? Low. Even if you feel that you're well-funded, still take the risk. Right? For example, for me, a campaign of this sort where we give 2 lakh, 2 and a half lakh, there's a risk.
It will
pay play or may not pay off. But I'm pretty sure it will pay off. But I will never know if I don't take the risk. I have to align the stakeholders accordingly, but take a risk. Take a risk on the channel. No matter, you know, everybody's talking, yaar, kabhi to offline jana padega, kabhi to offline market udhar hai, the numbers say that 60% ice cream is on offline. Hoga. But I'll capture the bigger market share of quick commerce.
Easier to do.
And I'll bet money on this. So that is another kind of a risk which you take. So whatever you do, only if you take risk will you actually do something very significant. So risk averse mat banna. Kisi bhi, like, whether you're doing business or even in career. In general, take a risk. Take some risk. Should give you sleepless nights.
And summers.
But
Kiran, thank you so much. Congratulations for building this business. We are very proud and very happy shareholders, of course, but also extremely happy consumers. Thank you so much.
But I'm so glad you like the product, because that's the proof of the pudding, right? Yeah. Like, you may invest in a brand or in a company, but if personally, if you don't like the product, then
man, it is very good.
Yeah, that's
very, very good.
Yeah, that's vindicating.
Well done, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Cool.
Or ice cream now.